From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. Time magazine reports these numbers about gang warfare in Los Angeles. Last year, 331 people died in gang violence. That's an increase of more than 100% in 1 year. And there are now more than 1,000 gangs competing to control areas of the city. Time reporter Terry McCarthy decided to spend 3 months following one of the gangs, the Playboys, after noticing more media coverage of LA gangs.
We started to see an increased number of reports in the newspaper about gang shootings in Los Angeles after the disbanding of the special anti-gang crash units. There was a big scandal, you might remember, in 1999 in the Rampart District. And it seemed that there was an increase in gang murders after these cops were disbanded. And then when we went to the statistics, they turned out to be quite stunning. In fact, in the year 2000, there was a 143% increase in gang murders in Los Angeles compared to the year previously. So we realized something fairly extreme was going on, and that's what prompted us to spend some time with this particular gang in Los Angeles.
Let's speculate a little bit tonight. Tonight on the streets of Los Angeles, where would gang activity be taking place, and what would you be likely to find if you went there?
The gang areas are much the same as they've always been. You've got the Rampart District, which is west of downtown. You've got East LA, and you've got South Central, the Watts District, and so on and so forth. But if you went out to the streets of Rampart tonight, you would find guys hanging out on the streets. Some of them will have guns. Quite often they will keep the gun somewhere in a safe place so that if the cops stop and pick them up, there won't be a weapon on them, but they'll know where it is. It'll be behind a fence. It'll be in somebody's house. And a lot of them will be out with spray cans. They will go into a neighboring gang's territory, put up some graffiti, which is disrespecting the opposing gang, and that always causes retaliation and so on and so forth. So you're seeing an increase now in provocative activity by gang members that had sort of started to die down a bit in the mid to late 90s.
You're right about you're seeing now violence for violence's sake.
Yeah, there's a distinction here which I should make, which is between the patterns of the black gangs and the Latino gangs. Black gangs are more into drugs, but the Latino gangs, which make up the majority of gangs in Los Angeles, are increasingly just fighting over territory. It's young men protecting their city blocks from other young men with guns.
You know, there's a number you use early in your article, which is just astonishing. You say there are 100,000 gang members.
Yeah, this is incredible. This is in California, Californian jails alone.
In jail, in California.
Yeah, exactly. There are, to give you an idea of the scale of California's problem, there are 160,000 gang members in jail around the entire 50 United States. Of that, 100,000 are in Californian jails. And even more interestingly, according to the California Department of Corrections, now they are being released at about the rate of 3,000 per month, which means you're getting 3,000 former gang members who've gone through the rigors of the jail system and coming back onto the streets of California, Los Angeles, and the other cities.
What is the situation now with the Los Angeles Police Department? There was the Rampart scandal, the Rampart Division, for falsifying evidence, that sort of thing, a couple of years ago, and that continues. What effect did that have on cracking down on the gangs?
It had a very demoralizing effect on the LAPD. There was a very quick reaction by the police chief, Bernard Parks, who literally closed down the entire anti-gang crash units. They were all disbanded. And then new units were set up after some time. They call them SEU, Special Enforcement Units. But they've been given much more rigid regulations on how they can police gangs. So basically, the LAPD now is far more cautious in policing gangs than it was in the past. And so when you're in these gang neighborhoods, you will see the police cars coming around, and very rarely do they even get out of the cars. They'll sort of police the area from the cars moving along. If they see something happening, obviously they'll get out to make an arrest. But you're not getting that type of intervention that they had in previous years, where they would talk to these gang members a lot, find out what was going on, and be much more aware of what was going on the street. Now it's a very passive type of policing.
Mr. McCarthy, thank you for your time.
It was my pleasure.
Terry McCarthy, his story about Los Angeles gangs is in this week's issue of Time magazine.